City Council meeting for Tuesday, June 4th, 24 is called to order. Invocation by Pastor Kim Van Bremmer, Orange Beach Presbyterian Church, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this time gathered together here to do the work of the city of Orange Beach. So we pray for the work that is ahead of us, and we pray for all of the people doing the work. We pray for the staff of the city. We pray for all of the workers, from the lifeguards to the construction workers to the office workers to all of the people, the so many people it takes to keep this city running and running safely. We ask for a prayer of protection for all of those people and for all of our guests who come here to spend a week in the sun and in the Gulf. We ask that you would keep your hand upon all of our visitors, that they might return home safely with pleasant memories of good times. Lord, we pray for the traffic and the heat and all of the things that trouble us in the summer, that they might go by quickly and seem like nothing as we enjoy this place. And we pray for the city council and the work they had ahead of them. We pray for each and every council member, that they may be blessed with wisdom and discernment. We pray for the mayor as he makes decisions and as he guides and leads the people of this city, that he too will be blessed with wisdom and discernment, that all of the decisions will be pleasing to you. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Consideration of previous minutes, work session, regular council and committee of the whole, 5/7/24.
Agenda.
Okay. Entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. No objections. The reading of minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? Corrections to minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
Fort Hanley City Administrator. We had three retirements last week that I wanted to recognize. We had Angie Lee, who was with the city for almost 24 years at the Senior Center. Did a fantastic job with, you know, programs and everything that we have gone over there. Renee Smith almost had 18 years and has been a rock in our legal department, and she will be sorely missed along with Angie. And we also had Jay Neese, who had over 28, almost 29 years at the Sportsplex, working with Danny Martin and did a good job of making sure all the fields and everything we had out there stayed intact for as we have USSSA that started today. So, you know, big thank you to all three of those employees for their commitment to the city over the years.
Absolutely.
That wasn't for you.
He didn't hear.
Tell him again, Mayor.
Yeah. Anyway. Any other announcements?
I don't guess so.
Okay. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye. Abstain.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to new business resolution. Resolution reappointing Stead McCullough, Construction Board of Adjustments.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement. Renee Smith to provide various legal services for the legal department.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution declaring a drone owned by the City of Orange Beach surplus and donated to Alberta High School.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution, retiring police K-9 Perseus, authorizing the mayor to execute documents necessary to transfer ownership to Officer Elisa Dixon.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution, retiring police K-9 Magnum, and authorizing the mayor to execute documents, transfer Magnum to Officer Kendall Hobbs.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement to Rhonda Ponder, Elizabeth Wood, Stephanie Myrick, special needs services for the Expect Excellence program.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion.
One question.
Yes, ma'am.
Did we not have special needs aides, or is this just in addition to what we had?
I think that's in addition.
We do this every summer.
Yes, this is a program that we've done annually now for almost three, four years. So every time we have summer program.
Okay, it's not anything different.
No, this is a continuation.
And this is for our one special needs.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ford.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement, Adam Stewart, architect, architectural services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Adam Stewart, architect, provide structural engineering, new Sea Turtle Center, $3,500.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of amendment 3, subaward grant agreement, Alabama Department of Conservation Natural Resources, for the Restore Act funded expansion of the Orange Beach Wildlife Rehabilitation Education Program.
Move to postpone consideration till the next council meeting on June 18th.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional service agreement, Glow Yoga, Wind and Water Learning Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a cooperative agreement with the Alabama Department of Environmental Management for low-impact development, protection of Wolf Bay Wind and Water Learning Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution declaring a tractor owned by the City of Orange Beach a surplus, unneeded, authorizing the purchase of a tractor for the Public Works Department through Sourcewell, $68,923.53 after trade-in.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution accepting proposal from ECS Southeast, ground penetrating radar, Orange Beach Cemetery, $7,500.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution establishing fees for the Orange Beach Swim Team Summer League Program.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a right-of-way franchise, Telepac affiliate C-Spire.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion.
Yes, please, if we can. Ford, we have a workshop coming up. Just if you can, try and get us prepared to let us know about some of these drills and such that are happening, the mishaps over locations, and see where we're at on collecting our fines from these companies and such like that. I know our crews are working a lot of late hours and such like that. I think we have one last night that I know is behind Waffle House or somewhere in that neighborhood. And I think our guys were out pretty late. We need to make sure that these companies realize that we're serious about, you know, recurring costs and recouping those costs. So that's it, Mayor. Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution accepting a proposal from Jackson Smith, CPA Auditing Services.
Move to certify. Excuse me. Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution awarding the bid for Justice Center Roof, fascia replacement, Green Simmons, not to exceed $1,454,000 per unit pricing.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Call our committee of the whole meeting to order for June 4th, 2024. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Considering previous minutes of a regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 5/21/24, move forward for review. New business resolutions. Resolution appropriating funds for the Board of Education, city school system, $4,847,809. Resolution appropriating funds to the Miracle League, Coastal Alabama, $42,850, matching the donations, matching donations for what we offered to put up.
Yes, Mayor. Yes. I printed off. We had a meeting last week. We're doing real well out there. Hopefully, we're opening the playground in August up in Summerdale. But this is our max. We don't look for any other municipalities from the Eastern Shore to participate in the match. We know that Alberta and Summerdale already gave somewhat. They've been guilted into giving more. They gave more. So this is pretty much will wind down what we committed to, the max of $100,000. So it's been great. Like I said, the gazebo has been built. The playground has been built. We ordered tables and benches for the gazebo, so hopefully we are going to be able to open in August and get some kids out there playing on that playground and get some folks' eyes and ears open to it. But really want to say appreciate to the town of Summerdale and Alberta, and especially Summerdale. Summerdale donated the property, and they actually just finished putting up the perimeter fence around there. So looking forward to get these young folks out there and play on the playground at least. So. Well, thank you.
And this is a $120,000 donation from the city of Orange Beach, I think, in total.
Yes, sir.
Towards special needs kids, yes. Children.
Yes, yes, sir.
Outside of Orange Beach.
Outside, yes, of Orange Beach.
The point being is they're all special to us anyway.
That's right.
Yes.
And if we can,
yes,
help, we will.
That's right.
Thank you, Jim.
Yes, sir.
Resolution authorizing the city of Orange Beach to raise funds for Baldwin County Child Advocacy Center. Resolution.
Can we discuss that?
Sure.
So what are we doing to raise funds? It's allowing the city of Orange Beach to raise funds.
Nicole.
Hey, come on.
It's the full moon paddles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Jackie took over. She, yes, switched it from the cancer to the
Baldwin County,
okay,
Child Advocacy.
That's,
that's,
yeah,
right.
It is. Thank you.
And
thank
I,
you.
I agree. That's awesome. Thank you.
Resolution authorizing execution of an agreement, University of Alabama. Collaboration, a research project titled Project Freedom South, sponsored by the Alabama Department of Mental Health.
What is that about?
It's a grant program allowing our first responders and beach rescue.
Get up there. Get up there.
It'll pay for the cost.
Hey, Jeff Smith, Fire Department. This is a grant program for naloxone or Narcan for, mm-hmm, opioid overdoses. It'll provide, if we provide training to staff, it'll provide the medication to be able to give.
Okay.
Our goal is to put it out amongst Coastal Resources, the Leave Only Footprints crews, stuff like that, the Public Works employees. We've had a couple exposures, accidental exposures with,
right,
staff. I think PD's already carrying it, mm-hmm, but it's to get in that program and be able to get that to provide
and
to some other.
And Jeff, I can imagine, especially with us being out there on the beach and such with our folks.
Yeah, we've,
yeah,
had, I know at least one pretty serious accidental exposure,
yeah,
to a city employee.
Yes.
And I believe there was another within Public Works at one time. It was,
wow,
it was more minor, but just,
yeah,
picking up something that had a trace of fentanyl.
Trace
on
of fentanyl,
so,
on it. That's all it takes, too.
All it takes,
all right,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
I'm glad we're doing that.
Resolution authorizing the purchase of a vehicle for administration department. State bid, $37,958. Resolution authorizing execution marina slip license agreement. Pelican Perch Marina and Boatyard.
I asked Ford about this one. It's a hurricane layup in case of emergency.
Yes.
And a conjunction, so.
Good.
No cost.
No cost.
Resolution authorizing execution professional services agreement with Grace Stanton, theatrical performance, Alice in Wonderland.
That is all good. She is very, very talented.
Yeah, we're blessed. Resolution authorizing execution professional services agreement with Catherine Kidd Alexander, provide planning, zoning, engineering consultation, consult, anyway, you know what I'm saying.
Yes.
For the community developer department. She couldn't stay away.
Well, there's some things we need her to help finish, and I understand.
Yes, yes.
Resolution authorizing execution of a professional services agreement, Sally Wyrick, Water Aerobics Aquatic Center. Resolution authorizing the execution of right-of-way franchise, Unity Fiber, Gulf Company LLC. Public hearing. First reading ordinance, amending ordinance number 172, Mills Row Beachside PUD, June 18, 24. Ordinance repealing the code of ordinance of the City of Orange Beach entitled U-turns. All right.
U-turns? What's wrong with U-turns in our city? Thank you.
Mayor, I had one thing that I wanted to encourage everyone to go by and see our community garden. Oh my goodness. If you have not seen it, go by and see what the people are growing in this city. It's amazing. Especially with the rain we've had in the last few days, things have really taken off out there, but it is phenomenal. I am so proud of what Public Works, Coastal Research, what all y'all put into it. It is amazing, and the people that I talk to out there, that's what they look forward to every day, is going to their little patch of land and working that, those gardens. It's phenomenal. Their gardens look much better than mine, and I
wonder if we could annex our gardens into the community gardens network.
Joni,
but
too.
It would be good.
Go by and look at it and see it. It's phenomenal, and the little orchard and the fruit trees that they have. It's a good thing. Go see it.
Joni, I drove in there 2 weeks ago, and I'm like you. I was in awe. I got out, but I saw the science cameras. I was just looking for a few tomatoes, cucumbers, and stuff like that.
Whoever did the artwork on the building, it was somebody in Coastal Resources. It's beautiful. It's just so, where it was nice, but this is a step above, and people are very, very proud of it. So I just want to say kudos to everybody that was involved in it. It's something special.
Does
now,
that
you
gate
cannot
get closed every night and locked? Asking for a friend.
Yes, yes.
Asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend.
And you're sold out. We're at capacity.
I know you are.
I think there's a camera up there too, so we can see.
Jeff
if,
Silvers.
We can see if any white,
there
white
is a camera.
Silver-haired people go in there at night.
I'm just doing my checkups. But that's all.
It's really phenomenal. So I went by there today and I was just blown away by how much it means to people.
It really does. Mm-hmm. You sit out there for hours and work
hours.
And weed and, you know.
It's like you love fishing, they love gardening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Florida Bama fishing tournament is this weekend.
Is it?
If you're wondering if the crabs are running, they're not. I ran crab traps at 6 this morning, 5 traps, and got 1 crab.
Uh-oh. Crazy.
It's, I don't know where they are.
The deadliest catch of Orange Beach.
Gonna go run them again this evening.
There you go. Don't give up. They're
first
there somewhere.
Snapper season was very rough. Many, many people did not go because it was so rough.
Yeah.
Which was a smart move.
Yeah. Day there was a boat that capsized and that left out of Fort Morgan. It was a 28-foot catamaran, sunk in 45 seconds, and they were saved because somebody had a spot, which is a device you can just push the button, and there was a Coast Guard helicopter in the air doing practice in Mobile Bay that picked them up immediately.
Thank
wow.
You, Lord.
So,
wow.
And today we found out from Chris Elliott that there's an extra $400 million towards the helicopter with our guys and Gulf Shores guys in it that will patrol from Fort Morgan to the state line, and it looks like about 100 days this summer, which is a great thing for us.
Terrific. Like
and they did that. They've already been doing that.
They've
right?
been doing it.
Yeah.
But you'll see it every day.
Great.
It's a state helicopter. That's our guys.
Yes.
And if somebody gets a call, their response time, even to Fort Morgan, is so quick. It's just nice to have them up there.
Absolutely.
Stationed out there, South Mobile County, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Coast Guard.
Hey, Woody, how many palm trees did we get from the Hangout Festival?
We actually got about 30 this year. They're all up at Public Works right now, and we're looking for homes if anyone has any suggestions.
Well, I'll get with you tomorrow.
Sounds good. I know we've talked in the past, so definitely. But it was a big effort. Kudos to Public Works. You know, they always do the heavy lifting.
Yep.
I just answer the phone calls and try and direct. It's a challenge. But yeah, another good year.
Thank you.
Anybody in the audience have anything like that? Not. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.
Where is Mills Road?